In this year of Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii's 125th anniversary, may I take this opportunity to express to the entire Honganji Sangha, both ministers and lay, my warmest congratulations and also express my deepest appreciation to you, for without your support, dedication, and commitment, we would not be able to celebrate 125 years of Nembutsu in Hawaii. However, we have not traveled this path alone, nor come this far because of only our own present-day efforts. We owe a debt of gratitude to our predecessors, beginning with the first generation and including the Reverend Soryu Kagahi, our pioneer minister, who arrived in Hawaii on March 2, 1889, 125 years ago, and people like Saiji Kimura and Mary Foster, just to name two, who made substantial contributions in the early years of our mission. There is a Pali word for gratitude, which means, quote, to know what has been done, end quote. The essence of gratitude is when one knows and appreciates what has been done for you. Gratitude is more than just a feeling or emotion, in that when gratitude is truly experienced, it inspires us. It moves us to act and to action. Thus, as we come to know Amida Buddha's great wisdom and unconditional compassion, we don't just feel grateful, but we respond in gratitude by the way we live our life. As I look at the life of individuals like our founder, Shinran Shonin, they were responding in gratitude to the unconditional compassion of Amida Buddha, which they found embracing them. When we open the collected works of Shinran, it is not an accident that the first of Shinran Shonin's poems, of which he wrote over 500, says, quote, persons who truly realize the mind of true and trusting, as they utter Amida's name, being mindful of the Buddha always, wish to respond in gratitude to the great benevolence, end quote. But how do we respond in gratitude? First and foremost, by reciting the Nembutsu, the honored name of Amida Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu. However, in my humble opinion, there is more that happens when we encounter the Dharma, in that the way we understand and how we begin to look and live our life changes too. These are not just my comments, but also the words of our 24th spiritual leader, His Eminence Koshin Otani. He says of all Nembutsu followers, though he uses words like men, he and his, quote, awakened to the realization that the great compassion of the Tathagata embraces all men equally and constantly. His is a life of brotherhood and mutual trust in all men. Therefore, he is able to break free from the shell of isolation, egocentricity, and selfishness, and become actively concerned with society and its well-being. This also at once should be the response of the total Honganji organization that will have an open door to the world, end quote. We are being nurtured by Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. We are unconditionally loved, surrounded by Amida Buddha's great compassion, and thus when we realize this, we respond in joy and gratitude to the Buddha by reciting Namo Amida Butsu and trying to live our life guided by the Dharma in the best way we can, not because we're told to do so, but in grateful response to Amida Buddha's love for us. I believe it is the same whether we're talking about our parents or we are caring for our natural environment. In both of the above cases too, realizing the interdependent nature of all things, as the Buddhas teach, respond to our parents' love for us. And in the case of the environment, we take care of environment, realizing that it is because of the elements and the sacrifices of so many others, like the plants and animals that are the food we eat, which provides us with nourishment that we're able to live each day. We respond by expressing our gratitude to them, and our actions like not wasting, mottai nai, reflect that appreciation. In Shin Buddhism, realizing and responding is the dynamics. I'd like to continue by emphasizing the fact of how we live our life is so very important. There is a story from the life of the historic Buddha Shakyamuni, in which a certain king went to see Shakyamuni Buddha and bowed to him to show his great respect. When the Buddha asked why, the king answered, when I look at the Sangha, I see the members of the Sangha following the Buddha's teachings throughout their life. Again, many people of all stations and walks of life, even family members, many times quarrel and fight among themselves. But in the Buddha Sangha, I do not see people fighting each other, and I see mutual appreciation of each other. Again, people of the Buddha Sangha are always neat and tidy, cheerful and smiling, full of joy and delight. By the actions of the Sangha, I have come to realize how great the Buddha is, and thus today I come to pay my respects to you. In the teachings of the Buddha, it says that there are two sets of seven principles to follow for the Sangha to prosper. One set of seven shares that collectively, people should gather frequently to listen to the Dharma and discuss the teachings. Two, people should be able to freely mingle amongst each other and should respect each other. Three, people should revere the Dharma and not change it to meet their personal preferences. Four, both young and old are to treat each other with courtesy. Five, people should be sincere and reverent. Six, people should think of another before their own self. And seven, people should cherish all people, treat visitors cordially, and console the sick and ill with kindness. The other set of seven principles says that we, as individuals, should 1. Not desire too many things, 2. Maintain integrity, 3. Be patient and not argue, 4. Do not gossip, 5. Do not be overbearing, 6. Loyally commit oneself to the Dharma, and 7. Do not be extravagant and wasteful. It is said that these are the keys to the Sangha's prosperity. From this, it is evident that the actions of the Sangha are directly linked to the prosperity of the Sangha. To again quote our 24th spiritual leader, His Eminence Koshin Otani, quote, "The three treasures are the Buddha, his teachings, and the community that gathers to listen and live by the teachings of the Buddha," end quote. Be sure to note, he says, quote, "Listen and live by the teachings," end quote. The Honganji Sangha are those people who entrust and rejoice in Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. As a Sangha, we support each other. In a Sangha, each member of the Sangha helps and is being helped by fellow members of the Sangha, just as good friends help each other. The Sangha is not only a social organization or a charitable organization doing good deeds. The main purpose of a Sangha is to help each other understand and live the Dharma. For us Jodo Shin Buddhists, the Sangha exists to encourage each of us and others to understand the Jodo Shinshu teachings and encourage us to live the life of Nembutsu, which is very inclusive in that it also includes others who are not part of the Buddhist Sangha and aspires for the peace and wellness of all. As Shinran Shonin says in one of his letters from the Kamakura period in Japanese history, quote, "In the final analysis, it will be splendid if all people who say the Nembutsu do so not with thoughts of themselves, but for the sake of the imperial court and for the sake of the people of the country," end quote. His statement becomes all the more powerful when one realizes that Shinran Shonin here is referring to the government that has persecuted the Nembutsu teachings. This is the depth of Amida Buddha's compassion. Moving back to Hawaii, ultimately, as Hawaii's Bishop Emyo Imamura said, quote, "The entire karma of events throughout is but the manifestations of the compassion of the Buddha," end quote. It is the workings of great wisdom and compassion which has brought us to this day. But what I observe is that in grateful response to Amida Buddha's great wisdom and compassion, I see people of the Nembutsu living a life of gratitude guided by the Dharma. To close my message, I would like to encourage everyone to be guided by wisdom and compassion. To the membership in our 125th year, let us more than ever live a Dharma-centered life, which includes supporting your local temple, the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, and caring for others in our local and world community. Thank you for responding in gratitude to Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Again, a happy 125th anniversary. Let us embrace our 125th anniversary theme, live peace, harmony, and gratitude. Share aloha. I would like to finally close my message today by having us reflect on the words of our 24th spiritual leader. Please join me in Gassho Anjali for a closing reflection. It is through receiving Amida Buddha's true heart that I feel this imperfect self of mine being embraced in the compassion of Amida Buddha. That is where I find an indescribable feeling of joy and peace of mind. To save all is the reason for Amida Buddha's existence. When Amida Buddha shines upon me and all of the rest of life, we are linked together as lives saved by that light. All things on earth, all things in the universe are in the fold of this great life force linking us all together. In this world, there is no life that was ever lived in vain. There is no life that is meaningless. All life is linked together, all of us sharing the light that Amida Buddha shines upon us. Namo Amida Butsu. Entrusting in the Buddha of immeasurable life and infinite light. Namanda.